Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning on testing a program that makes it mandatory for boaters on our nation's waterways to wear a life jacket. The plan is to try the policy on Lake Red Rock next year, with the possibility of taking the program nationwide in the future. The goal is to make boating safer. One Pella resident is leading an effort to stop this initiative before it gets started. Let's go in depth with Mike Langstrat with Langstrat Auto Body and Marine, Pella. Mike, how long has your family been in Marion County?
We moved back here. We were from here, born around here.
You were born around here, but you have deep roots here.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents owned a big chunk of what's now Whitebreast Lake, part of Red Rock Lake, and a Century Farm. They're gone now. The farm's still there, but I was there before the lake was there. So,
you remember when the lake came in?
Yeah. I can remember being 5 years old riding across the road between the two parts of our farm the last day before the water came over the road.
The last day before the water came over the road. And so part of the farm is now underwater?
About 600 acres of it. It's underneath Whitebreast.
And that was your grandparents' farm. Mm-hmm. And so that bespeaks a long legacy in Marion County. How much further back can you trace your family?
Now you got me in the spot. I can't tell you that. I mean, it goes back to the Poffenbarbers that owned the farm before my grandparents. So, I mean, it's been there, you know, like I said, a Century Farm. I can't tell you how long.
All right. So since, you know, the settlement of Marion County.
Yes.
So your ancestors were pioneers in Marion County.
Yeah. I mean, I heard all kinds of stories about the bootlegging and everything that went on down below the lake. My great-great-grandmother had a house that was just about 100 yards west of the dam, down in the bottom there. And she was close to a moonshining run, and they used to talk about it once in a while. And places you went and places you didn't go in those days.
Wow. And so this long history and association with the lake, before it was a lake, and then through the lake, and now part of your business is dependent upon the lake.
Yeah, I mean, we do some gel coat repair, fiberglass repair on boats, things like that. You kind of have to adapt. I mean, the lake's here, and we did, and I enjoy it. You know, it's just a part of our lives now.
And so you do auto body work and marine.
Mm-hmm.
And so what proportion is marine?
Oh, at this point, probably only 10 or 15%. The last few years, the lake has flooded so much that the recreational part with the boats has been a little bit down. So not as much going on. So,
but you'd like it to be more?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, it's an enjoyable part of the business. You know, it ties into my recreation, my relaxation. I go boating all the time.
Just for fun? Or you go fishing?
I've got two boats, a fishing boat and just a big cruising boat. So, yeah, we tube, we ski, we fish, ditty pole, whatever, you know, just enjoy the lake.
And so you know a lot of people that enjoy the lake, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go out there and never see the same people twice out there. I mean, it's not a crowded lake, Red Rock. I mean, for the size of the water, I mean, you get up to Sailor Boat somewhere and you can't hardly do anything. There's so many people. Red Rock, it's fairly relaxed and there's always somewhere to go, no matter whether the wind's blowing or not.
So you meet a lot of people from different places, and a lot of people from Marion County, or a lot of people from all over?
All other counties. I mean, probably Marion County predominantly. You know, Monroe County, Jasper County. We get some Polk County people down here. They're starting to venture this way a little more since Sailorville's so crowded.
So you think the recreational opportunities could only expand?
Oh, at Red Rock, they're going to do nothing but expand. It's a pretty well unknown lake for the size. I mean, it's not crowded, and you can have time to enjoy it. I mean, tubing, skiing with your kids. Don't have to worry about someone in another boat cutting you off or doing anything like that. Pretty respectful people around here.
It's important for the economic development of the county and the cities and municipalities.
Oh, yeah. It brings people in all the time, every weekend. 4th of July is coming up, you know, so.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mike Langstrat.
You have some issues, shall I put it that way? You have some issues with the new proposed life jacket requirements.
Yeah, the mandatory life jacket law, or not a law, but they're going to try to run a test program here on the lake, which we don't even want that. I mean, it's a confining, uncomfortable item. We're already required to have it in the boat. Kids under 13 are mandatorily, I mean, by law, have to wear one. So, you know, I think it's gone far enough. It's, you know, for example, here a couple of weeks ago on a Monday, it was 100 degrees out. Nothing better than to just go get the boat, jump in it, go out for a cruise and dive in the lake and enjoy it. And try to strap on that inch and a half thick foam jacket on a 100 degree day and you're trying to cool off and relax. It's pretty confining and uncomfortable.
So you just don't like this at all?
I'm totally against it. I mean, I can look at it from different perspectives, too, in the fact that, you know, I know that most people may think they're trying to help, but it's just more government control in our lives. I mean, I'm not affecting anyone else by the decision to wear a life jacket. You know, I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for my family. And, you know, if I'm jumping in the water to float around for a half an hour, sure, I put one on. I make my kids put one on when they jump in the water and go swimming, you know. But for the government to step in and say, I have to do this, even though I'm not affecting anyone else, it's just completely wrong. I mean, there are no statistics to show that this is going to benefit us. I mean, I just looked on the CDC.gov website and Bureau of Transportation website, and I mean, the closest figures I had that showed everything, boating and non-boating related drownings, were in 07 that combined everything. I mean, in 07, there were 3,443 non-boating related drownings and 496 boating related drownings. And you looked at the Bureau of Transportation, and on average, over the last 5 years, there have been 13 million registered boats. And that includes commercial fishermen and everything, too. And the average is about four people per boat. I mean, that, just doing the calculations, comes out to basically a 0.00006% chance that you could drown in a boating-related accident. I mean, 6 millionths of 1% chance. And to me, logic tells me that's no reason for the government to create a law for a 6 millionth of 1% chance that you could drown in a boating-related accident. And it just, I don't know, I get a bit irritated because everything seems like they're taking everything away from us. Even my recreational time now, when I want to get away from the government and get away from everything else, now they're going to kind of step in there. I mean, you know, I run a business here, and you know, how could I say it? I mean, they're in my business, you know, they're in my paycheck, they're in my car, you know. Now what, they want to drive my boat? I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be at the head of the table in my own house. I mean, it's got to stop somewhere. I'm just getting tired of getting pushed back on and overregulated. Cradle to casket. That's the ideology I think I'd use, cradle to casket. I mean, they want to control everything. And I realize that their hearts may be in the right place in some instances. I mean, in this case, it's one general somewhere down in the Mississippi that wants this to go through. And the general public's got to step up and say stop, because if this goes through at Red Rock this year, they're going to try to make it a federal law nationwide in 2013. I mean, it's just a stepping stone. They picked Red Rock Lake. Why? Probably because it's a big lake and it's a fairly quiet lake. Not expecting anyone to raise a stink, think they could slide it through without a problem, and then make it a law everywhere for everybody. I'm just frustrated because I'm overregulated in the body shop. You know, I just spent $325 last week because the DNR now requires me to send the dust off my floor and to get it sampled to make sure there's no hazardous material in it. I mean, I'm a small business, but every time they come up with a new regulation, there's a class you got to go through that's $150 or a $325 sample you got to send in. It just keeps coming at me, and I'm trying to survive it. And even when I want to get away and get away from the government, go out and enjoy myself, they're trying to regulate me and control what I do out on my own. And, you know, it'd be different if I was affecting someone else by those decisions. I am responsible for myself. I can take care of myself. I don't want them trying to rule my life. And, you know, I think one other analogy I used, I mean, you know, you could lock me up and tie me in a chair and spoon feed me, but things are still going to happen. I mean, you can't control every facet of a person's life. What is it, land of the free? I mean, some enjoyment, relaxation without being overregulated and people controlling every step we take. It's gotten me to the point where I can't do anything in my business or in public that way. I can't even now get away on my own without someone stepping in and saying, no, you've got to do this. And I just want to be left alone, do things on my own, relax, enjoy life, boating is a recreational thing I enjoy a lot. I mean, I hunt, I fish, I boat. They start regulating that, I guess I'll have to find another avenue for recreation or something else. I mean, I was forced into enjoying boating when they took part of our family farm, you know, and, you know, it just, they forced us into the lake situation. Fine, let us enjoy it. And I'm here, I grew up around it, and I just want to enjoy it. Leave me alone. I'm not hurting anybody else by my decisions. Don't come in and try to tell me what I have to do. I mean, it's one thing for me telling my 13-year-old daughter what to do. I'm not a 13-year-old, and just let me make some decisions on my own. I mean, you can't stop every accident from happening. I mean, that's why they call them accidents. I deal with that every day here in the body shop. You don't control an accident. It just happens. And no matter how much regulation you put into it, things are going to happen, and you just have to leave some things to be to chance.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mike Langstrat.
So when does the testing start?
Well, it starts in 2012. They are they put a survey out to get people's thoughts on how they should run the program. Now, I've already heard through other sources a few months ago, actually, before this came about, that they've already made their decision on how they're going to do this test program. And that's basically any boat not anchored or tied up at the shore, any boat drifting, moving, under its own power or otherwise, you're required to wear a life jacket. The bad thing with the survey is that if they don't really even want your input. If they did, they'd have given you all the options. Every question in this survey is, I'm in favor of mandatory life jackets, but in this size boat, you know, or out of the water, in the water, there's no option for you to even say, I want personal choice or none of the above. Just stay out of it. I can picture this at the end when they do this survey, that at the end of the year they're going to say, well, overwhelmingly everybody's in favor of mandatory life jackets. Well, that's because their survey gave you no option other than that. So, I mean, I altered the survey and I put personal choice in and none of the above, my decision, none of the above, not mandatory. Because if they really want what the people want, then they should have put those options in there. It's just another way of steering, steering people in a direction they want them to go. And in reality, the 2012 is when they're going to try to implement this program. My hope is to stop it before it even gets to that point, because if it gets there, then they're one step closer to making it a law nationwide. And, I don't want either one. So,
well, and will the testing at Lake Red Rock likely impact, in your opinion, the local economy? What's going to happen to the voters?
In 2012... Well, certainly it'll impact it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of harassment going on out there. I mean, not that they're, doing it intentionally. If they're required to stop people and tell them to put a jacket on, I mean, it's not law. I mean, so what? They won't tell you it's mandatory. I mean, they can't write you a ticket for it. It's not a law. All they can do is harass you about it. I mean, maybe it's a revenue generator. I mean, stop you. I mean, they've got the new 0.08 alcohol thing. They've got... they want to check all your jackets, your throw devices, make sure you got everything in the boat. Now, I don't think it's a revenue generator in this case, but that kind of harassment is going to do nothing but pull people away from the lake.
And ultimately, do you believe from lake recreation in general?
They'll maybe look to alternative sources. I mean, they'll try to run from it, go to the rivers and things like that. The problem is you can't run from it. You got to stop it. If we don't stop this life jacket law, it's going to be everywhere, not just... in Red Rock Lake. It's going to be at Sayreville. It's going to be on the Ozark, even though they're a private lake. If it's federal law, it's federal law. And it's going to be everywhere. And that's the thing that they've got to understand. You can't run from it. You got to confront it right now and stop it.
Every year, law enforcement, the Corps, somebody ends up pulling somebody mm-hmm. in trouble off of the lakes. Would they be safer with life jackets on?
Probably. I don't dispute the fact that they'd be safer with them on. But I dispute the fact that they should be forced to wear them. They're in the boat, they're within reach, and they should be within reach. I mean, they shouldn't be, if you're in a closed bow boat, they shouldn't be shoved up under the cuddy cabin. They should be in readily available, whether it's under your seat, somewhere to grab. But again, you can't stop every situation. It's still a personal choice issue. And, like I said, they already require them for kids under 13, and... because, you know, there are certain times where there are adults that aren't as responsible as they should be. And, you know, at least that protects those children. They're within reach. If you want to wear one, great. If you don't, you know, it's at least your decision. I mean, you know, if I drown tomorrow because I wasn't wearing it, I made the decision. You know, somebody else didn't tell me what I had to do. And if you feel concerned about it, put it on. It's there for you. You know, I mean, you're required to have a jacket in the boat for every party that's on the boat. You're required to have a throw device within hand's reach to throw out to somebody if they fall in or if they're in trouble. You know, I think that takes the law far enough. Again, I don't think the government should be stepping in and saying, you know, whatever. Again, the cradle to casket thing. They're going to step in and say, you have to do this because we're concerned about you. It's not their decision in every sense of the word.
This is just sort of the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, you know, it seems like government control, and I see it every day in my body shop. It just keeps coming at me more and more. And like I said, it's one thing to be in my business, and it's another thing now to go after my, what do you call it, my relaxation time, my time away. You try to get away from all this stuff, and now they're going to put it in there too. It's just, I'm tired of backing up, and I'm tired of them taking more of my rights away and my freedom of choice.
And so what do you urge people that are like-minded to do?
You know, here's the thing. The like-minded doesn't even necessarily have to do with boats. It's just having the right to choice. I mean, what is it? I mean, I know the land of the free thing and everything. I repeat that before, but speak out. You know, if you don't, you know, it's just going to keep coming at you. The regulations are going to keep coming at you. And I think they just got to kind of stop, get a breath, and realize that you can't control everything. I mean, we're the United States, for goodness sakes. I mean, we're supposed to have the free choice and live our lives the way we want to live them, you know, not harming others. You know, it's the way it should be, and people have to speak out about it, or it's going to just keep coming at us from every direction. You know, this life jacket law, like I mentioned earlier, gosh, what, 80% of the drownings aren't even in boats. I mean, what are you going to do, ban swimming altogether, filling pools with concrete? I mean, it's just... You can't fix every situation with a new law or a new regulation. You know, people got to speak out. You know, I've been emailing congressmen, senators. You know, I've not gotten any response. You know, I've emailed Grassley's office 4 times in the last 4 weeks. Last time I begged for somebody to respond back. But, you know, me by myself may not get it done. If 1,000 people start emailing Grassley or Boswell or anybody else, the congressmen or senators, maybe then they'll start to recognize it. I think everybody right now is concerned about 2012 election, and they're not concerned about this, and it could just slide right through and become a law without anybody really raising an eyebrow to it. So, you know, filling out the survey is one thing. It tells the Corps what you want. It probably isn't going to get you anywhere, but start emailing or phone calling your congressmen, your senators, get it out there, everybody. I mean, and it's not just, even if you're not a voter, because it's just one more step towards them taking more of your personal freedoms away from you. So just enough is enough. Email your congressman, email your senators. Keep calling the Corps. Keep sending in the surveys. Everything helps. I mean, the more people that call and complain, you know, if I could figure out a way to have people sign a petition, you know, on the internet, I would do it, you know. Get 1 million signatures on there. Send it to the Corps. Send it to the senators. Make them realize how important this decision is right here. Because it's going to affect other things down the road. You know, I hate to even get into the helmet law, but it could go back to that too. It's just a personal choice issue where you're not affecting anyone else. You've got to help. You know, a few of us down here can't do it by ourselves.
Thanks to Mike Langstraff for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.